Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Vega's World. It's time to party. I'm your most excellent host, JC Vega, and I am joined by...
It's me, that sweet Katie G, your Music City Messiah, Caden Green.
And we are bringing you another Slammisode, where we watch an episode of television featuring a professional wrestler.
Yeah, and this time we're going with Nickelodeon's finest, the Thundermans. Yes.
Now, I have no frame of reference for the Thundermans. I have never seen a Thundermans episode.
So the Thundermans is like a superhero family.
Okay.
There's twins, boy-girl twins, Phoebe and Max. They've got like a little sister, a little brother. The dad is Thunderman. So imagine like the Incredibles,
yeah,
live action TV show. This episode stars Chris Jericho as an MMA gym owner / Max's love interest's dad.
Yes, the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla showing us his acting chops. In a children's show.
Absolute banger. This is season 3, episode 20.
Yes, and it's going to be on Paramount Plus. If you find it in some other means, I'm not encouraging you or telling you. But yeah, that's where we're watching it, legally. So
legally we were watching
yes,
this.
Yes, yes. Right. So you've actually seen... Have you seen Thundermans, any?
Like, my son was really into the Thundermans. I just didn't know this episode existed until this weekend.
Nice. All right, so we're going to dive right in. And 3, 2, 1... Hit the play button as the television loads, which I'm sure we will be greeted with advertisements, because Paramount Plus does not allow you to skip commercials.
Squishmallow in Happy Meals is what we're finding out about over here.
Squishmallows.
Man. Oh, those are phenomenal. They're little tiny ones.
I think the show got
a Happy Meal.
I think the show also got rebooted, though.
What?
Thundermans. Or they have a sequel series.
They had a sequel movie that popped up a couple weeks ago.
Get your head out of your butt in the day!
Oh, okay. We're starting out very hostile. I wonder what hockey... Alright, what hockey team is this?
Probably whatever the local town team is.
Just got an M on it.
Tell me the truth. I won't be mad.
The Marauders, maybe.
The Marauders. The
Metroville Marauders.
The yeah, I don't even think it was the M's.
Parents, I just start insulting.
You guys watch the Mooses. I don't know. Mises, Mises,
Moose.
Plural? Is more plural for moose?
Moose.
It's just moose. Okay.
It's moose. Yeah, it's like reindeer.
Oh, gotcha. After I change my shirt. All right, so this guy's supposed to be a superhero.
Yeah, the whole family is superheroes.
Gotcha. He's got a dad, but all right, no, I ain't gonna.
Yeah,
side shame.
So did Captain or Mr. Incredible. So
that's true. Fair enough. Is it if you don't show, I can't see you anymore? What? You can't see me? What? I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Max is inspiring to be a bad guy, and the rest of his family is superheroes.
Oh. Interesting. Okay.
Don't give them an excuse to break us up.
So, alright, so he's a villain.
He
wants to be a villain.
Villain in training, yes.
Okay.
Oh, and they have a talking bunny.
There's no way this ends well.
There is.
That is horrifying.
Smack talk, Alley Rally's back.
it. I get my best friend back.
That's not happening.
Dude, Salem had better articulation.
Yeah.
What the hell? Disney, do you not have a budget? Or not Disney. Sorry, Nickelodeon. Do you not have a budget? A trap door.
So he was like a, the bunny was like a villain who got, like, somebody did magic on him and turned him into a bunny, so he can't do shit.
Salem! Yeah. That's Salem's backstory!
Yeah, yeah.
What? Alright, now we're just ripping off our own product here. What are we doing, guys? Wait, no, no, Nick Sabrina wasn't Nickelodeon. Never mind.
Was he on
ABC? Yes, JK. They're ripping off they're ripping off the mouse! Just your average family. Okay, so, alright. Man, you can tell these have quick turnarounds because of the flat lighting and the color grading.
Another commercial already?
Right?
I guess going hard on the commercials.
Yeah, I guess they're following that TV format to the T.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you get a commercial before the show, and you're gonna get a commercial after the credits. So, you like dogs? yeah, I don't know. I'm just
coming out this weekend. New Lilo and Stitch, me, or is it next week?
Who knows? It's probably already out by the time you hear this.
Yeah, May 23rd. Be in theaters next week.
At the time of this recording.
We'll be celebrating our win at Tampa Bay Pro, taking the titles off those goofy aliens by watching a movie about an alien.
Hell yeah! Watch this come out like 6 months from now. I'm like, Lilo Stitch is already on Blu-ray and digital download.
It's been on Disney Plus for 6 months.
Alright. Oh.
Bad news,
can't do it tomorrow. Sorry.
Excuse you just made up?
You don't know me.
You don't know me. We're only dating.
People, they're just a little intense. I mean, it's a miracle I'm so laid back. Hey! This is a school, not a half-wit, you half-wit!
Hell yeah.
I cannot lose her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that the subtitles are, like, directly over top of everything.
Right.
what the...
Need some help. Oh! I was gonna... Sorry, people just skipped for a second there.
For half a second. You're fine.
You're fine. Yeah, you know, just bear with us.
What is wrong with you? No, I have a problem. I can't talk to adults. Which is why I need you to go with me to meet Allison's parents tomorrow. And that would help you. How? Easy. I'll be quiet so I don't say anything insulting, and you charm them with your goody-two-shoes nonsense. And since we're twins, they'll think I'm goody-two-shoes too.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how it works.
Okay, so do they know that he wants to be a supervillain?
Yeah, yeah. And he's always doing, like, shady shit, and they're like, come on, Max.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, the troublemaker, and she's the goody-two-shoes. It's very...
Allison single-handedly cut down your breaking by 40%.
Keep stats on that?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what he said. Yeah, it's like that dynamic of every other Disney show. There's one brother, the brother that causes trouble, and then there's the sister who's a goody two-shoe.
Right. Maybe I should have kept...
gets dragged into it.
Yeah. Maybe I should have kept the subtitles on. That was a faux pas on my part.
Oh, no, you're good. It was just really weirdly placed. It was like
right.
Taking up half the top of the screen, the top third.
Maybe Paramount, you need to work on that a little bit. Just saying. Oh my god, a burp causes an earthquake?
Yeah.
What was that?
Sir.
Your father has super hiccups. They're like regular hiccups, but they...
So like, how is the neighborhood not on like a sinkhole at this point?
Dreamed of growing older.
I've never seen so many gangly armed people on a show about superheroes.
Right?
All of them, gangly arms. The sketty noodles.
Not a bicep in sight. Oh, how sweet. Let's all watch this terrible show together.
Cutesy Cow.
Cutesy Cow. Is this, I guess this is a...
Moo Crew.
Cutesy Cow was lame.
What the heck?
Back when Billy and I were little kids, we had a way better animal hero. Hootie the Owl.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember Hootie having any rules.
I remember Hootie the Blowfish.
Billy,
Let's find your old hoodie DVDs and show them to Chloe.
No, I'm about to snap. Haha, I like a shirt.
Anyway, I hid those a long time ago.
Terribly cheesy.
Oh, yeah, this little brother got speed.
Oh.
Dash from Band Hootie Junk.
Band Hootie Junk. No, nope, no more Hootie. Oh my god, no.
Hygiene? Okay, now it's time to get yogurt. Let me get some about hygiene.
You know, from a previous Slamisode, the Boy Meets World writing was way better than this.
Oh, hands down.
So is the acting, but I'm gonna try and keep an eye on it. That can't be objective.
You know the fancy hors d'oeuvres you get at a MMA gym opening?
Oh, yeah, totally. I've never seen a gym this immaculate either.
I wonder if this kid is a confetti weight.
Super confetti weight? Yeah.
Super confetti weight, so you're not.
Let's find out. That'd be hilarious. Reference.
She invited herself.
Oh my god.
Pathetic. Come on, my parents are over here.
And her parents are.
Little joke, so I snapped his back in three places.
With Jericho, of course. I wonder if
I'm
willing to bet that Jericho was the one who suggests let me have a mullet.
Yeah.
Sister, I just love
it. I feel like that would be his choice.
A couple of awesome welterweights. Oh yes.
You know, I served him popcorn once.
Lady's got Trump makeup going on.
Yeah. Wow. So bad. But yeah, I served Chris Jericho popcorn once.
Oh, nice. Where?
Yeah. The movie theater. When I worked at the movie theater, it was before I was starting training. Or I was middle of training, and like, he came in, but like he looked very unenthused. Well, he was very annoyed because like the kids were like, you know, I guess doing whatever, but in line. And like, I'm serving a popcorn. I'm like, all right, let me get you your stuff, and then paid him out. And then let him walk away. People were like, why didn't you tell me you were training to wrestle? I'm like, I'm not going to do that in this moment here. That's the last thing. Like, I just saw him just get angry with his kid. You think I want to be like, sir, I'm a wrestler. Yeah, that's great. Can you hurry up? This kid's wanting this candy. Like, yeah, it was just the funniest thing. It was just like, of all places to think I would see him, was at a movie theater where I was working. And then I got fired the next day. Actually, then another night. That was my last night. Yeah.
I just met Chris Jericho. This is the best night of my life. You're fired. This is the worst night of my life.
It was such a... I knew it was coming, but it was just so funny how I was like, all right, well, I guess this is the silver lining of that day.
Yeah. I was just giving them the popcorn for free. I was like, take the popcorn.
Take the popcorn.
Probably getting fired in an hour anyway.
I'll use my employee discount.
For the last time.
Actually, I used it for Black Panther, but like, shh, brother, shh, don't tell anybody. For statutory reasons, I will not name the place. It was the Megaplex. I think there was a Phantom there too. What? All right, now what are we doing here?
This is Hootie.
Oh.
Hootie don't care!
Boom.
Hootie's a jerk. Screw old ladies. I don't care. I need to dance.
Funny. I don't remember Hootie harassing grandmas.
Hootie stays harassing grandmas.
You can't just eat that candy without pain.
I love this green screen.
Hootie don't care.
Hootie don't care.
Man, Hootie's an asshole. Dance in the candy.
He's gonna dance in the candy. Wow.
With the dab on him too.
Oh my god.
I just finished wrestling, or maybe after one of my first couple of matches, we used to still go to like the TNA pay-per-views all the time.
Yeah.
And we're leaving the TNA pay-per-view, and it happened the same day as SmackDown in Orlando, and we're leaving, and we stop by Champions Gate, and we walk in, and CM Punk, Lou Gallows, John Morrison and somebody else are in there getting their stuff. And I get in line right behind CM Punk and he's buying a Diet Coke and everything. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't know what I'm going to say, but I wanted to say something. So he's like about to leave. I go, hey, Punk, big fan. He goes, thanks, bud. And then, like, rolls out. My brother's like, why didn't you tell him you're a wrestler? I'm like, because, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Just feels like it's a, yeah, no. Oh, no, they're closing in on him. That is a sweet mullet. Something I think of. Sweet mullet.
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to the elf yet.
Oh.
The elf.
I'll show you now. Here, why don't you stand over here, and I'll go smack this shirtless guy around.
A semi-decent sidekick.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Great job, baby.
Oh, look at that. A spin sidekick.
No, not the veggie tray.
Not the veggie
tray. The WCW Heavyweight Championship up there.
The big gold belt still remains intact.
This party is lame. Somebody fell and spilled the celery sticks.
How dare you?
I'm sure they didn't mean it.
No, I want the Blundermans out of here now.
The Blundermans. See Max again. Yo, look what you've done.
Okay, this seems like the perfect time to remind you. This was your idea.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's his idea. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Going to a commercial for Henry Danger.
Commercial break. Henry Danger.
If you haven't seen the new Henry Danger movie on Paramount Plus, I recommend it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if you like Henry Danger, I probably really like it. It was pretty solid.
On the Dubetny scale.
Shadows at Night.
Shadows at Night?
Yeah, Shadows at Night.
All right.
Oh, Loud House live action movie.
It was an animated?
Yeah, it was an animated show.
Oh, okay. Maybe I've seen it. Yeah, I don't remember.
Probably seen Loud House, or at least like a clip for it. Paramount's got a lot of shows.
Yeah. I think Samoa Joe was either on this or some other Transformer show.
Oh, yeah, he voiced somebody.
I can't remember the name, but yeah, I just remember he played. I will say it's sad that he doesn't get to voice his character on Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah.
That
would be an option for Slamisode, but... Oh, here it is. Here's the thing for the Henry Danger movie.
Yeah, but he's a
reoccurring character.
He's a reoccurring character, and like while he's the physical embodiment of the character, it's Will Arnett being the voice.
Oh, yeah. So that kind of like
yeah, that's my thing. But apparently
two nose.
But they work together apparently to craft the character. So it's like, all right, that's cool at least. Yeah. Cause I heard Anthony Mackie talking about it. Like he was like, Joe puts on a voice too for what he would think the character would sound like. Oh, he's just stewing with the bunny. As he wears a wig. Oh my God. I got a solution. We kidnap him. Oh my God.
But you're gonna come crawling back for help, Mister. And when you do, I will totally help you because I'm so sorry.
Oh, yes. Look at you being a nice person.
Right?
No idea when you're trying too hard. So, where are you gonna take me for dinner, Maxie Waxie?
Oh my God.
Just went from weird to what?
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Awkward. Yeah, you know when the rabbit gets dressed up like a woman and tries to talk you into taking it to dinner?
Yeah, it only works for Bugs Bunny.
Only for Bugs. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's just bad.
Oh, there's a whole ass branch. You almost took out your wife that's way too hot for you.
Right. That always seems like the thing in these comedy shows. They always...
Shows, oh, my God.
Or just comedy in general. They always give these guys, like, these...
Smoking out.
High wives they have no business being with.
Oh.
Hootie's her master now.
We just gotta put our foot down. Call me Thunderman! Get up here this
Hootie don't care. Oh, she has teleportation?
Lady. Yeah.
All right, cool.
No more Chloe don't care. And no more Hootie. That was a mistake.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And scam!
She just disappeared their asses.
I found it funny. They had a better budget for the teleportation than they did
for the upside down guy.
Like, is that where half the budget went? That and Chris Jericho's rate for mullet. Showing up.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah, for the mullet itself. That cost $7,000 or $700,000. I don't know. Think of a number. It's bigger.
Giant number, please.
Giant number, please.
Time to win back to Allison by not talking so her parents don't find out I'm a jerk. What are you doing here, leprechaun?
Does Chris Jericho know any jujitsu or MMA?
Probably.
I want to be Allison's boyfriend again? Forget it. Not after what you and your sister did.
Why is he not talking? Okay.
Phoebe isn't my real sister. She was raised by a pack of wolves.
Oh, that's understandable.
Oh, that's legit. Yeah, that seems pretty legit.
Yeah.
She went back to her wolf family, and you'll never see her again.
Hello. Oh, no. She's come back from the wolves.
I messed up yesterday, not Max.
See, what are you doing here?
Wait, you talked.
The laryngitis comes and goes.
Oh, my God.
Let me make things right. Come on. Open up the fighting cage in your heart and let me in.
Last 2 seconds.
Beat me in a hair versus mask match. Oh wait, you're not wearing a mask.
Beat me in a hair versus hair mask. But no one will beat me.
You need someone to spar with Daisy? I'll spar with Daisy. Who's Daisy?
Who's Daisy?
She's a world-class MMA fighter.
You couldn't handle her.
Ronda Rousey. Not even know if it's Ronda Rousey. That'd be hysterical.
Daisy will quit our gym if we don't give her somebody to pound on.
This makeup this job so freaking gnarly.
Yeah. I like how orange it is, just in the circular part.
Yeah.
Like, terrible.
Don't let me do this, Max. After they forgive me, maybe they'll reconsider you and us.
But my plan was working. What a stupid plan.
Yeah, how dumb.
Chris Jericho's legs, what are those that made out of raisins?
That's a good question. I guess maybe because he wears long boys, he don't shave those legs, brother.
Well, he did trunks for a really long time.
That's true. I think he might have done trunks around this time, too.
Well, they would have been helpful earlier.
Oh, no.
Come on, we've been out here long enough. We need to talk about this.
Come on, use your super strength or something, sir.
Hello?
Does he have super strength?
The dad? Yeah, yeah. He's supposed to have, like, all superpowers.
So, like, yeah, why don't he just open the door?
We need to find something that she cares about again.
Chloe loves watching Cutesy Cat with us. We can do that.
It's a great idea.
Good idea, Cutesy Cat. Great.
Look, everyone, it's Cutesy Cat. Let's watch it together in the family.
Hootie don't care. I want the neighbor to come out and be like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Don't answer it, Mom.
We all know
what she's going to say. Well, now what?
Hank,
huh?
You sound like you're coming down with a cold.
No, way. I am Thunder.
All of a sudden, he rips her apart from the sneeze. He cuts her in two.
He sneezes and shoots himself back through the door, killing the child.
Oh, my God. Okay, does the mom have superpowers?
Yeah, I think... I don't remember what hers is.
That's sweet, honey, but...
Being able to deal with this idiot of a husband. Wow.
You hear that, Billy? She cares again.
Oh, how sweet.
Through the garage door.
Climb out of the cage. Is that a... Is that chick from Death Proof?
What are you
doing here? Zoe Bell?
Yeah, we can't make things right with your parents, and I'm afraid this was the only way.
Get crazy, Daisy!
Is that her own foot behind her head? Okay, so yes it is.
She's in there fighting for our relationship. Shouldn't that be you?
Well, I can't risk my face.
Oh my god.
The cheeks of a Norse god and the lips of an Amazonian princess.
That, huh?
You don't think I know
Sir?
That?
What?
You don't think I know that?
I want you to have an actual conversation with my parents. At least give them a chance to see what I see.
Fine. Hanging with Colossal was
never... I don't know, man. I think it'd probably have been funnier if... No, maybe not. I was thinking maybe this would work a lot better for me if Jericho was right. Jericho.
Yeah.
I was worried if I opened my mouth, you guys wouldn't like me.
I'm sure they couldn't get a wrestling ring and they just rewrote this.
Just
we got some fence and some posts and some fabric. We can make an MMA.
Truth is,
jeez,
I really like your daughter.
Wow, that had more depth than David Hasselhoff. When a woman said she had cancer.
On the beach.
On the beach.
Hey, I know we're on the beach, but like, I just want to tell you it's sprouting and you're duff gonna die.
She's changing.
She's about a power bomber. Yeah. Oh. Wonder what that ring's made out of.
It changes nothing.
Yeah. You tell him. Ally Wally.
What? He said you'll never ever see my Ally Wally again.
I was it'd been hilarious if you would have said again.
Again.
Something I saw on TV told me this would work.
What is wrong with you guys? That was really hard for him. He never talks to adults without insulting them, but he didn't make fun of you.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about that hatchet job you called a haircut.
Oh no, not the hair. That hair is immaculate.
Was that out loud?
Oh boy.
Very loud!
Why does every teen boy on these shows always have that same haircut too, by the way?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a big Disney cut.
Max is a great
boyfriend. It's like the standard.
He's fun, he's smart. One day he's gonna take
just like this color correct. Like this color grading and this lighting is just it's too bright.
Yeah, is it the makeup or is it the lighting?
It's the lighting, because like for these type of shows, like kid shows or like soap operas, they light them really bright.
Yeah.
And they chop it up real quick and just move on to the next episode, because they film these like within like 7 days normally.
Even if he was completely wrong about my sweet, sweet mullet.
So sweet.
Oh my god.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Oh, Phoebe. Get out of there. Alice and I are back together.
Finally!
How nice. What? She's gonna give her a German? Oh no, rock bottom. Or a Uranagi.
This gym rocks!
Oh boy.
Thank you so much. Don't call me so much. My name's Phoebe.
What?
That. Good one.
Huh? No, what?
It's a bad dad joke.
That's a horrible joke. So much Phoebe. Oh my god. A German suplex.
Sure.
She's dead.
So
that was the Thundermans.
I want to say definitely better than the Baywatch episode.
Yeah.
But not as good as Boy Meets World.
Not as good as Boy Meets World. Not at all. I'm the one who lost for words right now.
Yes, yeah, because you were so deep into it and how much you liked it.
Oh yeah, I was enthralled. On the Dubetney scale, this is definitely the athlete. this is a very, very low river of blood.
River of blood, the absolute bottom of the Dubetney scale. Man,
but I mean. Jericho had some spots in there, so like he wasn't necessarily bad, but he like.
I mean, he was a Nickelodeon,
yeah,
kids show cheesy,
yeah.
Like so, that was all on brand.
So good job there, Mr. Jericho, sir. And sorry if I put too much butter in that popcorn.
Yeah.
That was from what I remember. I don't know.
But probably why you got fired.
Probably why I got fired.
Jericho came said, this popcorn is swimming in butter. You're fired.
You know, oh man, that was a weird time. What a weird weekend that was. It was during the last, it was Last Jedi weekend too.
It was what?
Last Jedi weekend.
Oh, okay.
So that was even funnier. But it was because I was going home for Christmas. They were like, yeah, you can't do that. I'm like, y'all said I could. They're like, well, the hiring manager shouldn't have told you that.
Yeah.
So that was the funniest thing. But yeah. Jericho in this episode, though, yeah, you know, it was served, like you said. Thunderman's, no, not as, not as, not,
continue to watch,
no,
no. This didn't drag you into watching just all four episodes of the Thundermans?
All four episodes?
All four seasons?
All four seasons. If it's four episodes, maybe I can tolerate it, but.
And then there is a Thundermans Return movie that also,
you know,
came.
Actually, I think this is going to make me watch all four seasons and make a dissertation on it.
Ooh.
Have a whole episode to review the Thundermans and the.
There was a Henry Danger episode of the Super with a pro wrestler on it.
Maybe. I don't know. Is I mean the Miz has appeared and stuff, but like,
yeah.
I hate to say this, but I don't know. I don't know if wrestling still had that draw, so to speak, to have wrestlers in a lot of TV shows. But I could be wrong. I mean, again, Miz is around. Edge appeared and stuff. Big Show. The Big Show Super Ninjas one is just baffling to me. But, yeah. You know. You know, maybe I'll give it a chance and watch The Return of the Thundermans. Because, you know, there's a TV show.
A whole movie.
Coming out. I mean, there's a whole, there's iconic episodes of this series. What? Heh. Alright. You know, I don't believe you. I think you're.
Yeah, and then, yeah, just absolute classics.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those looking for a new series to watch.
Oh, yeah.
We got more episodes, more Slamisodes.
More Slamisodes coming your way.
Coming your way.
One that I am certainly anticipating and going to gleefully watch because as a Ute, as a young boy, the Saturday nights, I watched Walker, Texas Ranger religiously from like the ages of like, you know, whatever. But yeah, really young, but I never saw this episode that I was going to refer to, and it's the one where Sting appears, and he's a biker. That's all I know, and I'm curious to see how those two worlds intermingle.
Yeah,
and the fact that Sting is a biker. All right, we'll roll with it. Sons of Anarchy, yeah, Walker, Texas Ranger. Surely that'll be peak television. Actually, it was for me. Young JC Vega was all about spin kicks and Chuck Norris. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for some of the other ones
we'll
be doing in the next recording cycle of Slamisodes.
Whenever those appear.
Yes. John Cena on Hannah Montana is a possibility.
Yeah.
He's not on the whole episode, though, so that kind of, he's just like a...
I'm shocked we haven't... Good. I'm shocked that there hasn't been a Ron Killings or R-Truth appearance in any TV shows, especially in kids' shows.
I would love a current-day R-Truth popping up on some show, but it's like he thinks it's a different show. Like, he's like, are you Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
And it's like a current kids TV show. And they're like, what's Hannah Montana?
That'd be pretty funny. What's another one that we've looked at? Oh, I'm looking forward to when we get to Shawn Michaels on Baywatch.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels on Baywatch. Goldberg on SVU.
You think
that's gonna be a pretty surreal watch?
That's gonna be whole day.
Like, we save that one for a time that Aaron Nova can be here, because
for Goldberg? Yes. Okay. Yes. So whenever Nova comes back around from his travels, yes, that'll be one. What do you think Goldberg does on the episode? Do you know? Or I don't want to know actually, but like, let's hypothesize.
Because
it's SVU, so like,
It's a few, so everyone's either a rapist or a rape victim.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he's a victim.
So are you, like, your summer of 92-ing him from Kevin Nash? Do you know that story?
No.
Okay, so there was some internet, like, meme, or somebody made an image where it showed Kevin Nash, and it's like, you'd be surprised to know that I, too, was a rape victim in the summer of 92. It was just something that floated around Facebook. Like, Kevin Nash talked about it on his podcast. He was like, yeah, I mean, people say wacky stuff. It's like, 92? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, who? What? So, yeah. I can imagine, Goldberg. God, that'd be... Could you imagine Goldberg trying to cry?
Oh, God, it'd be phenomenal.
Would it be like a really, like, bawling cry? Or would it be like a tough guy, like, one tier?
Like a one tier thing, but he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like rubbing it off and like, it's no big deal. It's like faking a cough so he can wipe his eyes off.
Or is he Goldberg in the episode and they're, you know, he's accused of being, you know, they think he's one of the, he's potentially
the rapist.
But, you know, he's not, because it's some other bald guy.
Yeah, some other very large bald man.
Yes. They were just ripping off that epic finger poke of doom setup.
Yeah.
Because I remember that was the whole thing, too, in that episode. But anyway, that's not it. Yeah, I don't know. Does he fight Detective Stabler? Does he fight Stabler?
I hope so.
I always, me and a friend of mine, we always had a running gag about Stabler. We called it, instead of, you know, special victims units, Stabler's victims units. And, like, he was just, like, this psychotic, like, Casey Jones vigilante type dude.
Killing people and pitting on other people.
Yeah, or, like, he's just beating them up, like, oh, you're a scumbag. You're in my world now. Just, like, I'm beating them. Because, I mean, he always had a temper, but, like, yeah. That was just our random riff of, like, yeah, he's just out there just beating up on people. Yeah. Framing him for crimes, because why not?
Because why not?
Yeah, it's Stabler. But on that note, Caden Green, where can the public find you?
Oh, well, you can surely find me on all your favorite social media networks at Music City KG on Instagram, Twitter, Fortnite, Pro Wrestling Tees, and so much more. Just search Music City KG on whatever website it is, and I'm probably on that shit. TikTok.
MySpace.
Definitely on TikTok.
Are you on Black Planet? Is that still a
probably.
Thing?
Probably. Farmers Meat. Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.
Ashley Madison.
Ashley, don't forget about that website. Yeah, you can find me all over the place. I'll be wrestling all over the state of Florida. Depending on when this episode is, I might be wrestling at Tampa Bay Pro, or I might be wrestling at Brawl USA, defending the Brawl USA tag team titles.
I'll splice in a voiceover where I'm Caden Green giving you the dates.
Thanks. yeah, that's all. Oh, and you can join me every Wednesday and every Sunday on Whatnot, ripping under Trading Card Twins. We rip wrestling card packs, some dating back to the mid-80s.
Oh, snap. Awesome. You can find me at TheJCVeg on all social media platforms. You can't find me on Fortnite. You can find the show, Vegas World Pod, on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at VegasWorldPodcast@gmail.com. Send us your recommendations, feedback, compliments, or insults that will not be read. Well, they'll be read and discarded, and you'll never know if we actually did read them or not. Yep, that's exactly right. Support the show. Buy yourself a Vegas World t-shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com, or buy yourself a JC Vega t-shirt. One says Punk Rock, the other says Rainbow Dash. Quote that my friend gave me, and I'm forever using it until the end of time, and I'll never pay her royalties, so ha ha. But good night, party on. And since you're not here, Aaron Nova, I just want you to know you don't have the guts to try me. I keep screwing this up. We're gonna do this one more time. Rage.